USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Roughly 1.8 million refugees fleeing Ukraine as Russian forces continue their violent and destructive invasion into their neighbor. Ukrainian President Zelensky describes some of the Russian horror.
No military sense, just terror. They also took hostages in Irpin, Buchi, Hostomel, many other towns and settlements, villages where the invaders managed to occupy temporarily.
President Zelensky on the BBC has called for his country to be provided with military aircraft support and a global boycott of Russian oil to help his country's efforts. Congress gave final approval Monday to legislation making lynching a federal hate crime in the United States. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is among some 200 bills that have been introduced over the past century that have tried to ban lynching in America. The bill was sent to President Biden and is expected to be signed into law. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.